Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Another day of ceremony at the State House today as Governor Patrick takes the oath of office for his second term. WBUR will provide live coverage of the inauguration starting at 12:30. Yesterday, the pomp was for the legislature as 199 lawmakers were sworn in. Among them, 38 new state representatives and 8 new senators, one of the largest freshman classes in recent memory. WBUR's Steve Brown caught up with some of the new and some of the old members.
Angelo Scascia is no freshman. The dean of the House with snow-white hair has represented Reedville and Hyde Park since 1973. He's seen a lot of lawmakers come and a lot of lawmakers go, and he has a simple piece of advice for the newbies.
Well, God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth, and if they use those in the same proportion, I think they'll do very well up here. It's a listening activity when you start out.
And as they start out, the new reps and senators say they're up for the challenges ahead, as many learn their way around the building for the first time.
I'm Mike Finn. I'm the new representative from the 6th Hamden District in West Springfield, small portion of Springfield, and 5 wards in Chicopee, Massachusetts.
I found Representative Mike Finn in the bullpen, a temporary office set up in a basement hearing room. The Democrat shares it with his aide and about 18 other freshman reps and their aides as well. The remainder of the freshman reps and their aides are in an identical hearing room right next door. There are no windows, not a lot of elbow room, and zero privacy. Despite the cramped quarters, Finn is taking it in stride.
You know, just coming in here and feeling, you know, the awe and, you know, knowing that I don't know everybody that's here. There's certainly a lot to learn as a freshman. I'm actually looking forward to all those challenges.
The challenges in these first few days for new legislators are simple ones. Just ask the new senator from Lowell, Eileen Donahue.
You know, I managed to find the parking garage and then stepped out of the car saying, gee, I wonder how I get in the building. But I made it.
6 of the freshman senators won't have problems like that. They moved across the hall after serving in the House of Representatives. But still, former Rep. And now Melrose State Senator Catherine Clark says there are differences.
It's a smaller body, and I think that it will take a while to get used to the culture there. So we're looking forward to just getting to work and being as helpful as we can to our fellow colleagues and really just listening and learning for the next few months.
All of the freshmen I spoke with are eager to get down to work. On the House side, the dynamics have changed slightly, with Republicans seeing their ranks doubled. While still far outnumbered by the Democrats, freshman members of the Republican Party, such as Shauna O'Connell of Taunton, hope to make a difference.
By being consistent, by being here on a regular basis, by being passionate, and by working really hard. Everyone wants our economy to succeed. Everyone wants to create jobs. So I think we can all find a common ground here. There are a lot of freshmen on the Democrat and Republican side. I think we're going to work very well together.
That hopeful spirit of bipartisanship brings us back to Angelo Scascia. The veteran Democrat welcomes the new blood, including those from the other party.
Other than my friends who lost the election that were Democrats, I'm somewhat happy to see them have 30-some-odd members. I wish they had 50 members because it keeps each other in control. We're going to be better off that they have 32 Republicans in the House.
And on this first full day, they will be standing together in the House chamber to watch Governor Patrick take the oath of office for his second term. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.